start Shin Mem Vav? I don't remember.
I don't think so. I think we ended with Shin Mem Hay.
If you carry from Meshus HaYachid into Meshus HaRabim, or from Meshus HaRabim into Meshus HaYachid, or Zorek, same thing if you throw it. Whether you carry in your hand, you carry in your pocket, or you throw it. Moshe, Meshus HaYachid, Meshus HaRabim, Meshus HaRabim, Meshus HaYachid. If you hand it over to someone else, V'chachan Masrim, Yikarmelos, Meshus HaYachid, all the Rishus HaRabim, Mehem L'tam, Masav HaMokam, Tum, Luta Lohotzi, L'achtas, Memenu, Meshus HaYachid, Dildu, Meshus HaRabim, Mehem L'tam. He throws something from Rishus HaYochid through a Mokam Tur and it lands in the Rishus HaRabim. So there's one Tana who says that Kluta Kamisha Huncha Danya, Rabbi Kiva, is Kluta Kamisha Huncha Danya. Since it's passing through the Avir of a Carmelist, it's considered as if there was a Hanocha there and you're not Chayim. So we don't accept his opinion. Sorry, we don't have a clue to commission for that. Mechain lo yamed adam al mocham ptur, yika chayfetz miyad mishaymed bishun sayyit nev, mishaymed bishun sayyoch ala yipcha. I'm standing in a mocham ptur and I take something from someone who's standing in the bishun sayyoch. I give it to someone who's in the bishun sayyoch. So I transfer it from the bishun sayyoch into the bishun sayyoch. Even though I passed it through the mocham ptur where I'm standing, still chayf, because you don't say clue to commission chadam. Lachlif derech mokam ptur b'shuyas the rabbanon. Again, what did he say? V'chein lo yamar odam al mokam ptur yikachef it's me'ab mishan b'shuyas the rabbanon yitan mishan b'shuyas the rabbanon. However, lachlif derech mokam ptur b'shuyas the rabbanon yeshoysim yesh matirim. What does that mean? Oh, lachlif, what do the words mean? What's a loima? The Mishnah Berurah says, what's a loima? Aymer amokam tur minotam miyad misha aymer b'shus hayachid minoisen liyad ha'aymer b'karmelis. Oh. I mean, the case before was, I'm standing in the mokam tur. I take something from someone's hand. Let's say the fellow's standing in the b'shus harab. He's holding something in his hand. He's holding his hand. L'mayla me'asor tfochem. L'mayla me'asor tfochem. L'mayla me'asor tfochem. In the b'shus harab is a mokam tur. But not if his feet are in the ground. His feet, he's standing on the ground. Say, if you have a wall, and you throw something on the wall, and the Rishus Amdala, and you have a dollar mamas, I picked it up on the floor, and I throw it, and it's sticky. So it sticks onto the wall. The Milam HaSaratvachim, then it's sitting in a Mokam Tur. But if someone is standing, and the Rishus Amdala is holding something in his hands, even though he's holding his hands, the Milam HaSaratvachim, since he's standing in the Rishus HaRabim, it's considered as if the object is munach in the Rishus HaRabim. So if I'm going to pick something up from his hand, he's standing in the Rishus HaRabim, and I'm going to hand it to someone standing in the Rishus HaYochid. Even though I pass it in front of me and I'm in a mokum tur, it says, you still, that's awesome. That you're not allowed to do. But what if you're going to take it from a person who's standing in the Rishus HaRabim and give it, put it to in the hand of a person who's in a karmelis? So that's a machlokes. What's the issue? Yesh Matirim says, why is Yesh Matirim? Why does some hold its mutter? And Yud, and Sivkot, and Yud. Svirulu, the Dafka, Bishuz, the Rais, the Gazir, and Moshe, and Kamishuz, the Rabban. Zerul, and Zerul. I'm not allowed to pick something from the hand of the one that's in the Bishuz, or I'm giving it to the hand of the one that's in the Bishuz, the Yachid. That's Xerul, the Rabban. Make it written, it's really mutter. Why? Because I'm standing in a mokum tur. So if my hand, I'm standing in a mokum tur, my hand is in a rishus hayochid, so the object is neither here nor there. The object is not munach at all. See, this man is standing in a rishus harabim, so you're holding your hand like this. You have a basket in your hand or something. So it's considered as if the basket is munach in the rishus harabim, because your feet are in the rishus harabim. God is in the Rishus HaYochid, is all other rakia. You don't even need that explanation. But that's the din. If someone's standing in the Rishus and he's holding something, so it's in that Rishus. But if I'm standing in the Mokum Tur, my hand is in the Rishus HaRabim, what's in my hand is neither here nor there. It's not Murach here, it's not Murach there. But once I take it from your hand, you're in the Rishus, I take it into the Rishus where I am. I'm in a makom tur. My feet in a makom tur. So the object is considered munach in the makom tur. So in a Torah, it's nikra din is really mutar. I took it from the Rishus Ayoch into the makom tur, and it's considered munach, even though my hand didn't stop. But I'm standing still in the makom tur, and I hold something in my hand. So when I take it into the makom tur, it's considered munach. Kluta kamisha, we don't paskan like it. It's flying in the air. We don't paskan like it. Even though it's flying below 10 foot, we don't say kluta. We don't accept that opinion. But this is not kluta. This is, I'm holding something. It's not flying in the air. I'm holding something in my hand, and I'm in the same rishus where my hand is. So that's considered munach. So that's only a gzera de rabban, osa lahachlif. So if it's a karmelis, one person has an object, and we should say yachin, one has an karmelis. That's only the Rabbanan, so it's a gzera l'gzera. That's when some hold it, that's called a gzera l'gzera. That's a machlokes. So, okay. When a Torah ain't a chayv, ala b'mavet ala ramas b'shus ha-rabim, ha-chachamim asur l'habit ala ramas b'karmelis, that we know. V'yam b'bik ha-treik abni karmelis, ninu, muta l'talt m'zul l'zul toch l'ala. What do you mean treik abni karmelis? The same karmelis. What do you mean treik abni karmelis? What's the Lord m'daf al pichain? Muta the talta mizulas over the ghost of Mishum Rishus, yeah. That's muta. Karmelis and Yam, same thing. What is a machlokes is there's another karmelis. It started off as a Rishus Eichet. Yosem in Beis Yosem shall the hook of Ledira. You have a fence around an area and nobody lives there. So that's considered, I mean, our Torah, it's considered a Rishus Eichet, even though it's gigantic. Let's say they make a wall around North America. Will they make the whole North America into Rishus HaYachin? So that's a machloikah. So Tosis holds a yes. And the Ramban holds that no. If it's too broad, if it's too gigantic, and the people in the middle, the people in Idaho, don't have the sense that they're Mukav Mechitza, they can't see any Mechitza. It's 1,500 miles to the east, 1,500 miles to the west. They don't see any mechitza, they don't sense any mechitza. Absolutely has no effect on them. That's the question. How big does it have to be that is considered too big? So Moshe Feinstein dug up a Mishnah in Bechoris about Maisa Behema. So he applies it over here. So he says about Manhattan, Manhattan is not that big. Manhattan, if you would have an area around Manhattan, it would be good. You would have a carrot. But he came up with a whole new funny reason why you can't carry a man. There's a Rabbein Ephraim whom they call the Talmud HaRif. They say it wasn't the Talmud of the Rif at all, but they wrote comments on the Rif. It wasn't the Talmud of the Rif, but that's what they call Rabbein Ephraim Talmud HaRif. So Rabbein Ephraim interprets in the Gemara in Erevin that there never was an Erevin in Yerushalayim. Why not? So Moshe gives his own interpretation why, which is absolutely not correct. That's not. We have what the Rabbi Ephraim said, but Moshe didn't have it. He gives a funny reason. He says, Yerushalayim is a central metropolis and many people are going to come visit there because it's such an important city. So if you'll allow an Arab in a gigantic city, like in Warsaw, New York, a big city, the people will all come and they'll see everybody's carrying something. They go back to their little villages. They'll think, for sure you're allowed to carry it. If you're allowed to carry in the big city, they won't realize the big city had an Erev and the little city doesn't have an Erev. That's not what the Rabbein Ephraim said. Rabbein Ephraim holds he can never make an Erev in a city, period. Period. I think Mo talks about, no, the Mo talks about making an Erev in a chotzer, in a mavui, in a little, not an Erev in a city. Can never make an Erev in a city. Said that we never accepted that. In Europe, all the cities had Erev. So we never accepted that. So Moshe came up with this new interpretation of Rabbein Ephraim. It's ridiculous what he said. And Yerushalayim, they always carried. What's he talking about? Warsaw, they always carried. Vilna, the big in Europe, they were big city, they always carried the big city. He's talking about Yerushalayim. Rabbein Ephraim says in Yerushalayim, there never was an Yerushalayim today. Everybody carries in the air. The tzaddikim don't carry because they're machmir for the Rama. It's a Surah Pesach that spans more than Eser Ramas. It's not acceptable. But no one follows Rabbi Moshe. An interesting idea, but nobody follows that. So what are they? Embroiders, they have to sign up that according to Rabbi Moshe, they can't have an Erev Mehad. Nobody holds like Rabbi Moshe. What are you talking about? It's against the practice for hundreds of years. Pella. That's it. All of his tshuvas on Erev and Arul are very strange, very irregular. That's it. Siv Gimel. Karpif. What does that mean? Makam hukam mechitzas b'lo kiri kemochotzer. Yosem et beis ha'am shal hukam. You have mechitzas around an area. Yosem et beis ha'asayim. The chotzer ha'mishkan. A beiso is 50 by 50 amas. Beis ha'asayim is 50 by 100 amas. So the chotzer ha'mishkan was 50 by 100. So if it's 50 by 100, even though nobody lives there, that's a good rishus sayachah. But if it's yosem et beis ha'asayim, it's bigger than the chotzer ha'mishkan. And lo hukam ledir, nobody lives there. That's a karmelis midrabbanan. When a Torah says Rishus Hayachah is a karmelis midrabbanan. So the question is, what if you have this karmelis next to another karmelis? The other karmelis, Tadroch, has a makam tur, a yam and a bika. Tadroch has a makam tur. And midrabbanan is treated like a karmelis. This karmelis, Tadroch, has a Rishus Hayachah. Midrabbanan is treated like a karmelis. So he said before, if they have yam or bika next to each other, you're permitted to carry from one to the other. Less than dalaram. So what about if you have a karpiv next to a karpiv is a rishu sayachid that's treated midirabon as a karmel. The mechaber is make a lot of that. So mutav ha'otzi mena the karmel is hacher kagon biko haveris lefanov. And the ritva disagrees. Let's see, does he quote the ritva? Mutav ha'otzi mena da in the bottom line of Mishnah Berurah. In the bir aloch da the mashma mitos v'shad daftes. Yeah, if you have three mechitzas, if you have U-shaped three mechitzas, you're allowed to carry. And with the rabban, you need a tikkun on the ruach levius. So that's a shaila. If you have three mechitzas, you're allowed to carry. Why? Because it's a rishus hayachid. Or no? Maybe it's not rishus hayachid. Maybe it's a makam tur. Maybe that's why you're allowed to carry. So that's a big machlokes. So he's assuming that menator it's a rishus hayachid. That's the pashut shot. And what if you don't have the tikkun on the ruach levius? So you're not allowed to carry because nifetz lamakam asala. Because it's a karmelis, he's learning pshat. Because when the rabbanon they treat it as a karmelis. Yeah. That's the first goin yankif on Erevin. There's a sefer on Erevin. Mishnah Berurah quotes him all the time. The goin yankif is by a nephew, written by a nephew of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. It's an interesting sefer. It was written in Aramaic. Usually we write in rabbinic Hebrew, like the Rashba, like Tosfos. They have Hebrew, half Aramaic. This, the whole Sefer is written in Aramaic, like the Adrama on the Gemara is written in Aramaic. Funny style. And he writes essays about the Dilim in the Gemara. He has very strong in learning. Zakalocha. The Mishnah Berurah quotes him a lot. So the first paragraph in the Gon Yankov raises that question. If you have an area that has Gimel Mechitzas and Midrabbanan, Minatari allowed to carry, Midrabbanan you're not allowed to carry. So what's the reason why Midrabbanan not? Midrabbanan, it's not a Rishus HaYochid, it's a Karmelis. That's what he's assuming. And maybe I should say Midrabbanan, you're not allowed to carry. It is a Rishus HaYochid, but it's Nifetz Lamachem HaSalam. Because what's on the other side? If you have three Mechitzas, what's on the other side? The other side is a Rishus HaRabim. Or a karmelis. So therefore, and this is the whole fourth wall is open. So that's nifritz makam asala. You're not allowed to carry. Let's say there would be an eruv around all of Manhattan. Happens that part of it is missing. Let's say they built up the whole edge of the island with concrete, and they said that's a mechitza around the whole island. But then you have the George Washington Bridge that starts in the middle of Manhattan. It doesn't start at the edge. Not that you have the island. And here you have a bridge at the end. The bridge starts a few blocks in. So you should be allowed to carry a Manhattan because it has a mechitza. The concrete walls that were built up has a mechitza. But then you may make a mistake and you'll carry without crossing any mechitza. You carry on the George Washington Bridge, which is a Rishus HaRabim. That's a highway. It's up in the air, so on. It's a Rishus HaRabim. Said nifetz lamakam asala, you're not allowed to carry. So you have to have, in order to be allowed to carry in Manhattan, You have to, every time there's a bridge that starts in the middle, starts a few blocks before, a whole bunch of bridges that enter into Manhattan. Bridges, tunnels, and so on. So you always have to put a Tzuris HaPesach to be mafsik. You should be nifras l'machem ha'asam. That's the first paragraph in the Gaon Yankee. If he has a shaila, if you didn't put a tikkun on the Ruach Revius, why are you not allowed to carry? The first Mishnah there. Why are you not allowed to carry? Is it because Medirabban is a Carmelist? That's what the Bir Aloch is assuming here. Or is it because it's nifras l'machem ha'asam? So it says the manuscript that they set the type from, the Gaon Yankee, was missing the end of the paragraph. The rest of the Sefer is there. The first paragraph is missing. So the answer that he's probably quoted is a Mishnah later in Erevan, Daf Tzadik Zav. It says Beverish. That is worse than Nifetz L'Mokam Asam. So it's not considered a Rishus HaYochid Midi Rabban. Yeah. So the Shulchan Aruch says L'Hokam, yeah. Oh, what does he have? Velochein, the Ramo Velochein. Mutalikach Mavtech Mikarmela Shalifnei Gino. A garden where you makbid that people shouldn't walk has a fence around it. So Minatar has a fence around it, so it's a Rishus HaYachad. But you have flowers growing there. You makbid that people shouldn't walk there. So it's Yosem Beis Hasam Shaluhukaf Lidira. So you're permitted to take a key which is in a kamelus to carry it less than dalanamas. From one Carmelist to the other, even though one Carmelist started off in our Torah as a Rishus HaYochid, the Gino, and the Carmelist started off as a Makom Tur. One of the boys had this shaila. He lives on Bennett Avenue, and in front of his house, there's an indentation, an apartment building. So there are three walls, there are two walls on the side, and then the front entrance. There's three mechitzah, but there's nothing on the Ruach Revius. So the three mechitzas, Meratoria Ladikar, Midirabonon, has a din like a kamala. So he wants to leave his key there. There's a place that you can leave a lock, a combination lock, and to leave a key there. He wants to leave a key and open up the door, but not take the. He has no air in the building. So he wants to carry the key from one location to the other to open the door, and then to put the key back downstairs. So if it's less than dalanamas, it's mutta. It's a kamala. Mutta bikach maftech. Leftach ulin ul hachsa maftech. Ubu vah. Shalo yehei b'nei maskupa shihi yivushus hayoch. If you have some elevation, if you have some platform that's dalad al dalad tfochim, not so big, dalad al tfochim, very small. It's 10 tfochim tfochim shihi gavaya sarach ha-vabba. שיש לו שתי מחיצות בין הדברים שהם רחוב ומעבו, מה שכפל לרחוב ומעבו, דו סביב של סרפתי, שאני לא יעשה. That's another thing. If you have that's PTK in your business, if you have a bus stop, sometimes by the bus stop they have a seat. So it should be raining or snowing, so the people are going to get all wet. So they have a roof, and they have two walls like this at a right angle to each other. So if you have two walls and you have a roof on top, and then you say Pitiki, you have a Sosem with the third and the fourth wall. If you have two parallel walls, you don't say Pitiki, you have a Sosem, because it's missing the foolish. But if you have two walls like this and you have a Tikra, then you say Pitiki, you have a Sosem. So that's going to be that's a Rishus HaYochid. If provided that the walls, the plastic walls, then by the bus stop, provided that the walls are within 3 tefachim to the ground, if the walls are hanging, they're suspended, and they're more than 3 tefachim above the ground, then it's gedoyim bokim bo, then it's not a dalet mechiz. You also lahachnis me askupa lushus hayochel, yipnach hashini shem lo yeh tikra arbo, ra'oz emeinu askupa gavoy shola, sheish lahadim shola fina ha'afiri. What does he say? Miu, also the hachnes me askupa v'shus hayachid. Askupa is an elevation. Askupa, what he was talking about, a funny askupa here. Why? Askupa, If you have two walls at a right angle to each other, you have a tikra on top. So it's only called a tikra if it's a roof on top of a rishus. A makam. A makam is dalar al dalar tvach, not dalar al amas. So if you have a mezuzah, you need dalar al dalar amas, should be a day's dira. But to be called a makam, you need dalar al dalar tvach. So if the tikra on top is only one bar of the, one piece of wood, and the piece of wood is not dalar tvach wide, that's not called the tikra. It has to be a tikra on top of a makam. That means the tikra has to be dalar al dalar tvach, it has to be flat. And you say pitiki, you heard the say same for the third and the fourth words. So he says, you make an exer. It's not a good idea to carry from, if you have this pitikra, the area by the bus station, so you shouldn't carry from there to another rishon sayachim, because you may not make a chikmah properly. Maybe that the roof on top won't be dalar al dalar tvach. That's a different story. If you have a makam tour next to a karmelos, when machmer, that the makam tour has a din of a karmelos. Yeah, if you have, you only say pitikra, if you have two walls at a right angle to each other, then you say pitikra on the other two. If you just have a tikra, and you don't have any walls, you just have one wall, you don't say pitikra three times. You only say pitikra two times, provided that it's not mafulish. If the two walls are right angle to each other, then you say pitikra for the third and the fourth. Dinik v'shus, v'chein v'gag v'shalom, v'botem v'fnei abatem, dinik v'shus, shel v'fnei, what is that? V'chein v'gag v'shalom, Abotim Bifnei Habatim. What is that over there? What does it say in Lamed Aleph? Kosov Hataz. Bikan Mavur Hasavik Shem Stapton Baharbi Anashavinyan Abai Sheish Lepon of the Tzadar Achad Gag. Bolet Lerochav Shkorm Loshan Ashkenaz. Fear Dim. I don't know what that is. Madinim in Yuchal Letalta Lishom in Habaz. Rabbi Toim Lemme. Tikra Abot Lechav Yeri Bisez Mahavikil Lebonne Ablamata Boretz Mikan Mashman Hege. The derech she tachas agag to rishus shalif meim. Chen kosek baruch hayim atikun. Yisa gamudim, tzadik vet yamid, chub, and kim, gam kim, tzadik vet yamid, tzadik vet yamid, he says, let's say I live in 24 Bennett. So there's an awning. There's an awning that stretches out into the street. So he says, the Taz writes over here, people wonder if the awning, the opening on the front door, you go out into the street to the curb, almost to the curb, you have an awning. Under the awning, does it have a din of Rishus HaYochid or not? Does it have the same din like inside? Inside the house of Rishus HaYochid, under the awning. Why should you say Pitikra? I can't say Pitikra. It's missing all the walls, missing three walls. Only has the one wall. The doors of the apartment house are the one wall for the area under the awning. But the other three walls, there's nothing at all. You don't say pitikra three times. That's a double posha luck. So what do you do to make it in Shizayachim? So he says, put poles next to the house under the awning and right next to the curb under the awning. So that's a tzuris ha-pesa. The awning doesn't help as pitikra. The awning can serve as the top of the kon al gabeh. So you have to have a pole next to the house and a pole next to the curb. And then the awning that's directly above it will serve as the kon al gabeh. So then under it will be Rishus HaYochid. Okay. Then you can carry it from outside into inside. A lot of times I should look. I never even look. I don't think my building has poles. I think it has two poles at the end of the awning. It's in the middle of the sidewalk. But I think next to the building. I think it's just screwed onto the building. And I think it has any poles. Well, God, now, so let's have a shoe, sir. I'm tough as I got. Okay, the hate. So, Rocha, I plead the dog, talk, and goes, I'm a shet, I shet, after I shame, come, the sign, the high yard, and she goes, I'm going to this. That's what she's looking for. Okay. Good. A Lays out so high on the top. What time is it? Can we start this? Start a little bit. See if I'll. When I tell her, in a high level, to show you, to keep it, to show you, you need a hanocha. Let's say I throw something and it's rolling around. Never had a hanocha. Never had a hanocha. Abol, Parshat Yodo, Lufnim, the Chayfet Yodo, Mutolach Adair, the Lufnim. Let's say I only did the Akira. Someone else did the hanocha. I carry it. I'm standing in the street and I'm holding something in my hand. And I stretch my hand in. So that's not called the hanocha. If I would walk inside and I hold it, that's called hanocha. I hold my feet. I'm in the same machus with the chayfet. But if I'm standing in the street and I stick my hand in, the Gemara says, the object is neither munach b'shus ram nor b'shus ayot. So if I hand it in and then someone else takes it from me, I did the akira by stretching my hand in. The other fellow who took it from my hand and he holds it now, he did the anocha. Is that oikiv? Is that meniach? He's not a malacha derayt. It's only awesome at the right time. That's the first mission in Shabbat. They're both potter. So Rashi came to the Rabban. The Rabban, you're not allowed to do one without the other. In Parshat Yodo, listening, the Chayfetz Yodo, and Yichav, the Chayfetz, I'm holding something in this group. I stretch my hand in, and I put it in your hand, and you're standing there. And the Rishon say, now the object is in your hand. You're standing in the Rishon. I did the halacha. So I did the akira by stretching my hand in with the object. And I did the halacha by putting it into your hand. And you are chay. He's quoting the first mission. That's the first Mishnah in Shabbos. First Mishnah in Shabbos that Machnis from the Rishus Aram into Rishus Ayachar is a Melacha Derayis Amoti. If you take the Rishus Ayachar into Rishus Aram, there are two ways to do Machnis. Let's say one way is the guy outside stands outside and he sticks his hand and he puts into the hand of someone who's standing there. The guy outside did the whole Melacha. Then another way is the guy outside is holding something and the guy inside stretches it and he takes this from my hand. The chayfetz is murach. I'm standing in the street. So the chayfetz is murach and the rishus arabim. Even on the mile of Masa, I talk about my feet are on the ground. So that's murach, rishus arabim. The guy inside sticks his hand out and he takes it from my hand. He takes it inside. That's called murach and rishus arabim. Yeah. Okay, I'll stop here. Rav Tishin Menkes. Not so difficult, though.